Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to this edition of Hard Worka on the PTJG Broadcast Network. This show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to some of the nation's most innovative companies, and he explores some of the career journeys behind some of the country's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete the Job Guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete.
Good morning, all you hard workers. Well, you did it. You yawned, you stretched, and you got out of bed. And then you made one of the best decisions you're going to make all day. And what is that? That's listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy. And that's a good decision. Why? Well, because it helps you. This show helps you to be more effective and productive in your careers and helps you to make good career decisions. And the show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow, as you heard Josh say. And so who is that workforce of today? Well, that's me. That's you. That's your friends and family members. We're all working to put food on the table, to pay our bills, maybe to put a little bit of money away, or maybe to provide better for our kids than we had for ourselves, but we have to work to do it because we're not trust fund babies, right? We're not sitting on piles of $100 bills, just throwing them up in the air, not counting them because we don't care. We have so doggone many. That's not you. That's not me. And if it is you, change the channel. Go listen to something else because you're just wasting your time here. It's also dedicated to the workforce of tomorrow. You know who that is? That's your kids. That's your nieces, your nephews, your friends' kids. It's the young people coming up. And we want to give them information to help them maybe stay on the right path in their careers. And I'm not above telling you where I've taken a left in my career where I should have taken a right. And I do this not to beat myself up, but to tell you what I should have done and what you and your kids can do to stay on the right path. And that's what this show is about. And each week, I have some incredible guests that share information about themselves, their career journeys. They tell us about the great companies and or products and organizations that they represent to help you guys. You know, we all spend time doing this. This isn't work for us. We all do this to help you. And I caution folks, there's no shortage of people out there giving you information out on the internet or wherever you get your information. There's a whole lot of people that want to tell you what you need to do to be better. But I want you to take a look at their accomplishments, their pedigree, their experience, their education, what they've done so well that they can sit in a position to dispense information that's going to help you. You know, I see, you know, a 20-something sitting on the beach in her bikini telling me how to live a Zen lifestyle. And I'm thinking, gosh, man, how many recessions have you lived through? How many issues, downturns have you had to deal with? You know, and I just, you know, nothing against other folks. I'm just telling you, make sure you get your information from a career expert if you're going to get career advice. And I am. You know, I've been running staffing agencies for over 20 years. I've literally helped thousands of people get their jobs. Thousands of people, okay? I've run a $120 million staffing firm with over 350 employees and 37 offices that I built to that size from $60 million a year to 120. Okay, I know what I'm talking about. I know how to run a business. I've dealt with all things with employees. I've lived that life, and my guests have too. And each week I also have recurring contributors to the show. And the recurring contributors I have are Coach Larry O'Brien. And he helps managers become effective leaders. And he gives great information in his segment every week. I also have Boston Danny. And Boston Danny, well, he's Boston Danny. He likes to give us a great update on the fair city of Boston, which is my native hometown. And I've known Danny for over 35 years. He brags about his sports teams, but more importantly, he gives shout outs. So if you have a friend, a family member, a coworker, somebody that's accomplished something special and you want to get a Boston shout out from Boston Danny, send the information. Perhaps you got a birthday or an anniversary. Just write me, Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. Real easy. Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com. And I'll make sure Boston Danny gets your information. He gives you a wicked piss of shout out like only Boston Danny can. Now, I told you I got a great guest this week. I do every week. And this week I have a returning guest, and I'm so proud and pleased as punch to have Bobby Lynn Dawson return here. And I'm going to introduce her in just a second, but I want to tell you a little bit about Bobby Lynn. And I'm going to read a little bit of a bio, and then we're going to talk a little bit about her experience so you really understand who she is and what she's about and what she brings to the table. As the owner of Power Up Training and Consulting, aka Power Up Career Coaching, Bobby Lynn Dawson brings over 20 years of experience as a successful number one ranked sales manager and director of training for a multi-billion dollar corporation that encompassed a 100% work from home sales staff. And I want you to key in on that right now as we're amid this pandemic. She successfully coached a work from home staff for many years. Her passion is empowering people and companies. She uses the unique experience of managing a remote workforce, her inquisitive consulting approach, and a master certified life coaching skills, master certified life coach, folks, to help individuals and corporations define and achieve their professional objectives and work-related goals during these unprecedented times. Bobby Lynn Dawson, welcome back to the Hard Worker, Repeat the Job Guy.
Hey, Pete. Thanks so much for having me back in.
You know what? These are excited times and unprecedented times, as you say. And look, you're continually developing and changing. You've had some changes. You have this new arm.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that right out of the gate.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. When I was here with you last year, I was getting the consulting company up and going and having a great time with that. And then I just kept seeing this need for life coaching and specifically for career coaching. And so I decided to up my credentials a little bit,
quite a bit actually,
and have become a master certified life coach. And I'm specializing in career coaching. There's a lot of opportunity out there right now. I know we see this as a pandemic, and I know so many see it as a problem, but it truly is an opportunity. It's an opportunity like we've never had before, so I can't wait for us to talk a little bit about that.
Good, good. If I may, I want to share a little personal experience during the pandemic. And, you know, I run my business, and what I've realized is that during this change, we've had to morph our go-to-market strategy, I have to say, at least three times in as many months. Because the old script, the old way we used to do things, didn't work anymore.
Sure.
The very clients that were buying from me, they can't buy. You know, so I had to get new clients. And we had to kind of rewrite the script on how we go to market. And, you know, a little bit of that was trial and error, which you stumble. Are you seeing this, and are you helping coach individuals through this change?
You know what? I really am. And I think on the one hand, I'm very fortunate that I had 20 years of experience in this exact type of culture. While we were not in a pandemic, we had a 100% work from home force. And I believe that's where a lot of people are struggling right now. They're struggling to understand if their employees are really working and what are they doing and am I micromanaging them? But it's also then the employee themselves that are having to make so many changes when you've got kids running around in the background or mom's trying to homeschool and you've got so many different things happening. That yes, I'm seeing people having to transition honestly almost monthly. But that's the exciting part because every month that goes by, we're getting better and better and better. And I look at your show and I want to applaud you from taking it from just a radio show to now a podcast.
Yes.
I mean, that's something that's really super exciting. And those are the types of ideas that I love to brainstorm with individuals that are really kind of struggling in this culture right now, and also with executives or even CEOs of companies that are struggling with how best to motivate their people right now, because people are scared.
Right. And you know, Bobby Lynn, and running a staffing organization like I do, I deal with managers at all levels.
Absolutely.
You know, C-level executives to line managers and individuals as well. One thing that I'm noticing, and I've heard this kind of recurring theme from some senior level folks, is that it takes an entirely different skill set to manage remotely. And there are some preconceived notions that I've heard managers say directly to me. Pete, when my employees work from home, the way I feel is that they're binge watching Netflix and eating Doritos on the couch, and they're charging me for it, and the work output just isn't there. But I don't know. What do you say to that, and these kind of managers that feel that?
That is the manager that I want to talk to 100 times over. That's the person I want to talk to, because I do completely understand that, you know. And some of the employees probably did binge watch Netflix those first few weeks. I understand. But as you spoke earlier, you know, we are not piles of money, and most of us out there are really wanting to do a good job, and we're wanting to work hard. So I would approach that executive with some questions, and I would say, hey, you know, what's giving you the impression, or what leads you to believe that John may not be working as much from home?
The other part, and if you kind of flip the other side of that, look at the individual contributors. Okay, now I'm working from home.
Right.
I go to the office, I'm elbow to elbow with my coworkers. We're meeting and greeting each other,
sure.
But we hear and see each other's work. At home, there's so many distractions. Everything from the doorbell ringing to, you know, a television show that you might be interested on, the news,
sure.
The gloom and doom news shows,
sure.
The you know, your kids running around. There's so many distractions. There's got to be a game plan on both sides, management, individual contributors, and individual coaching, that you can help people that they don't have to trial and error like I've had. You've done this for 20 years,
yes.
Managing remote staff. I mean, do you help people through this, like, I guess, journey of, like, what works, what doesn't work?
Absolutely. And you're exactly right, Pete. And I can also say I know what I've done wrong as well. And then in my later years, a lot of what we did right to create a number one staff, you know, number one in the country of a very, very large corporation. We grew exponentially in our later years as well as a result of that. But we transitioned from being that manager. A manager manages tasks. We transitioned to being coaches. And that's what I love working with people right now, both that executive who I would ask that question, I would ask them, well, what leads you to believe that John's not working quite as much from home? And depending on their answer, they may be, well, I don't hear from him during the day like I used to, you know. A lot of that is perception.
Mm.
So then I want to talk with the managers, and I want to talk about, well, what are the expectations? So what are your expectations is what I would ask. So have those expectations been very clearly outlined and defined?
Mm.
Because you know what? John may have two or three kids at home, and he's trying to homeschool them a little bit during the day, trying to give his wife a little bit of a break maybe, and he might be actually be working from 8 to midnight, and he might be getting all of the same stuff done, but you're not hearing from him. So those are the situations that I love to walk into, because it really takes a lot of exploring. I want to explore with that executive, see what his needs are, see what he's really looking for, and then I want to explore some different methods of communicating together. And then see, together, we can take that to his workforce, and we can take that to the individuals and say, you know what? Bob needs to hear from you 3 times a day. That is just going to make him feel like you're engaged, that you're a part of the work, or the two of you are going to work together and come up with the best form of communication. I love that aspect of it, because like you said, things are changing.
Oh.
And I am even seeing the executive that walked into the office every single day still wearing a suit, and now they won't even let him in the office at all. Won't
right.
let him in the building at all in some states. And he is having to relearn everything that he did as well. So he's called in a coach to say, how do I even do this? Number one, how do I work from home? And number two, how do I coach others working from home? So there are some wonderful strategies out there that we can work together.
Good. I want to drill down more into that, because
sure.
managing this way is not a one-size-fits-all. And
it
you really have to get into the individual. But right now, that music tells us we have to take a break.
Sure.
And listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, partner at Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville. Chances are we already know each other, because I've been in staffing right here in Jacksonville for 20 years. I'm actually surrounded by a team of staffing professionals that come to work every day and have fun and work hard. If you aren't getting the talent that you need, let me make your life easier. It's one call, 904-479-9610. That's 904-479-9610. And remember, here at Ascendo Resources, we're bringing back the hustle.
Welcome back, hard workers. You guys know, if you listened to the beginning, which I know you did, I'm sitting here with returning guest Bobby Lynn Dawson, Master Certified Life Coach, and she is the owner of Power Up Training and Consulting. And Bobby Lynn, I want to talk about really your new arm that you just launched right here, which is Power Up Career Coaching.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've spent the last year getting certified as a Master Certified Life Coach because I felt like I had a lot of experience to bring to the table as the manager. I've done a lot of that. I've done a lot of training. I can write the trainings. I can do all of that. But I love getting to the one-on-one individual. I love that part of it. And I found that that was really my true passion. Working within a corporation, absolutely. And working with all the different levels within the corporation, absolutely. But right here in Jacksonville, I love working with the individuals too, because we are having to be more creative about the way we work, and we have to be more innovative. And it really started with just one or two individuals coming to me going, I don't know how to work in this new culture. I'm not really sure what to do. And so I began to talk to them and to coach them. And we do even assessments to find out how you work best, even what industry you work best in, because as we both hate to admit, a lot of people are out of a job right now.
Right.
A lot of people have had to transition themselves. And what's exciting, I've seen some of those people get rehired already, but hired into a totally new industry. And that is what I love about the Master Life Coaching, is because it really allows me to dig down, to ask those questions. What is it that you've always wanted to do? What's on the back burner? What is it that you haven't done yet that you really have always wanted to do? And you know what? When I'm coaching somebody, I won't let them sabotage it up front by saying, well, you know, I'd love to be a pilot, but I can't be a pilot. You know, I'm 35 years old. No. Let's don't go down the notch yet. Stay over here in the dreamland for a little while. And you know what? It may come around that, no, maybe being a pilot is not what he's going to do, but he may be going to work in an airport. He may be going to work somewhere in aeronautics. So it's really exciting to work with the individuals and find out what are your true passions? What are your callings? And let's work on those together. And I love coaching them through. Honestly, it is an entire process from assessment down to even helping them rewrite their resume, because we all need help with that, especially when we're reinventing ourselves.
Right.
So I love working with that individual, walking through the assessments with them, helping them to really build a strong resume that builds on all of their background. It doesn't have to just be a title of what you've done, but let's explore what you've done and what you've loved doing.
Wow. You know, it is interesting. A lot of people, a lot of good folks, hardworking folks are downsized, right-sized, or caught up in, you know, companies having to make adjustments during this time. And what I've seen as, someone that helps find people jobs is what I do. I'm a recruiter. A lot of folks are kind of locked into that. Well, I've never done healthcare before. I've never worked in this. But a lot of skills transfer. They're transferable skills, and they, you know, with a little bit of training and a little extra, a little nudge, they can get it going. But what I think people are doing, if you're downsized, a lot of folks look for ads. They look for ads that are posted to say, oh, I can't do this, or that's not for me, or I'll apply to this one, and they don't really have that. Okay. What am I good at? What are my desires? What are my strengths? What, you know, and I think going through this kind of assessment with a professional certified career coach, certified life coach, you can sit down, you're uniquely qualified with your background experience to help guide people through that journey and maybe kick open a few doors. that they're self-closing, right?
Oh, it's awesome. It's so exciting. I have to tell you a story of one of a guy that I've been working with, and he's in IT, and he had himself backed into that IT corner as far as you could possibly go, but he knew he was dying. He was absolutely dying. And I said, well, let's just start talking. Let's start going through assessments. We found out things like he loves to work with his hands. He loves engineering kept popping up over and over and over. He's like, but I don't think I can do that. And I'm like, well, let's not sabotage first. Let's drill down in some of our career assessments, give you all these different types of jobs to choose from. Mm-hmm. So he starts looking at like the top 10 that are listed, and he's like, wow, a lot of them do say stuff about engineering. And I said, you know what? You are engineering every day. You are engineering software. You're engineering programs. You are engineering every single day. So it was a matter of rewriting his resume. We continued to work together, drill down into then an industry. Come to find out, he really wanted to help people. He wanted to be in some sort of a ministry type role. We ended up diving down into two companies, and I actually called both of the companies, did some preliminary work, because you're right, he was so nervous about sending in that resume mm-hmm. and getting caught up in their IT right. department. That's right. all they would see. So I made some initial conversations, phone calls for him, made some conversations, got some hookups for him. They are now looking at a new job in a new city, and he is thrilled beyond belief.
Outstanding.
And it's just one of those situations that is so exciting to really coach people, because we get to an age and a time in our career where we feel like, oh no, I'm going to do this forever. I'm just Pete the job guy, or I'm yep. just the radio guy, not even thinking about podcasts
right.
and how amazing that is.
Right,
or
right.
for me, that I would always be a regional sales manager. Yeah, I did a great job at it. But you know what? Now I can help a lot more people. I can touch so many more people that really, really need it now with life coaching. And it's, you know, it's funny. Because I'm very professional, and you know that. So
yes.
I pull towards career coaching, career mm-hmm. coaching, career mm-hmm. coaching. But y'all, it is about life coaching too, because we are the two things our life and our career have in common are us.
Right.
So it is about our life as well. And so I love digging into that and digging into people's passion and really finding out what works for them. And the sky's the limit right now. I mean, one word you and I have talked about a lot is nimble.
Yeah.
We all have to be nimble, and we have to be progressive, and we have to be strategic. So those are the things where I tell people, quit sabotaging yourself, write down the dreams, because the dreams are going to be progressive. They're going to be more forward thinking, and they're not going to sabotage themselves. And I love that. There's something about writing it down. When you get that dream out there in the universe,
right.
it begins to come true.
Oh, I always say, when IOP, when ink touches paper, ink on paper is IOP, things start to happen.
And I'm seeing it every day with my clients. And it's surprising to them. I mean, the girl here locally that just completely transitioned to a totally new career calls me, and she is thrilled out of her mind. She's so excited. But do you know what? I had to talk her through how to do an interview on Zoom.
Right.
So the first time she calls me, she and I are both on Zoom, or ceiling fans in the background,
right, right.
or dogs in the background.
The window behind them.
Everything.
So the silhouetted, and you know, the camera's looking up their nose. I know.
Oh, so that's the stuff that we are coaching through right now, honestly.
Right.
Honestly. And coaching her to the point where I said, okay, next time we meet,
yep.
I want you to act like we are on the interview. Like, I am going to walk through this interview with you. And it was awesome and exciting.
Well, let's
and
be real. People
did.
Aren't professional interviewers. You know,
I know.
They train for every other element of their lives, and then they wing it in an interview. You
well,
need a professional coach. Let me get two things right here.
Sure.
Is, look, we're pivoting. You know, everybody's pivoting. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to change. You know, having to adapt, be nimble, but being progressive is so important at this time right now. Who would be your ideal clients? Who should call Bobby Lynn and Power Up Career Coaching right now?
An individual that is looking for a career change, and that could be from two different forms. Actually three. Someone who's lost their job, for sure. I love helping those people to find their new avenue, their mm-hmm. new dream, their mm-hmm. their new success. That's really exciting to me. It's also that individual that's really overworked right now, because as we spoke about, there are a lot of people that have, their companies have been downsized, and they may be one of the fortunate ones that still has a job, but now their job feels like it's a double job. Mm-hmm. And they're really struggling with, how do I talk to my boss about this? How do I work through this? So I've recently worked through that issue with a gentleman, and we have actually been able to totally redefine his role by having some really courageous conversations with his CEO, who's wide open to it right now, because, you know, their whole business is going downhill. So this young man comes in with some really great progressive ideas that we have talked through, mm-hmm. takes those to the CEO, and the CEO is now adopting them. So it is that individual that's feeling kind of overworked, and I just don't know how to manage this work from home life. That's an individual that I love to work with. And then the next phase of the individuals are the executives that are on the other side of it that really just don't feel competent in coaching work-at-home people right now, or that have just had major transitions in their company.
Right. Well, Bobby Lynn, I know listeners want to know how they can reach out to you. I know they can link in with you, too.
Yes.
But let's get some contact information out. Let's get your website out there for the folks. And go ahead, if you'd share it, please.
Absolutely. So my website, a couple different ones, and all are going to lead you to the same place. But it is PowerUpTC.com. So PowerUp, T as in training, C as in consulting.com, or PowerUpCareerCoaching.com. So again, I will say that one, PowerUpCareerCoaching.com, and you do have to put the .com on it to get to me. But certainly feel free to look me up on LinkedIn, Bobby Lynn Dawson on LinkedIn. Please reach out. You know, right now I'm also just posting a lot of information about what all of us
can
do right now.
Great content,
yes. Yeah, just really good content to reach people. And guys, anyone who's listening, I am happy to do an introductory call with you so you can see if we are a good fit together, mm-hmm. To see if we're on the same kind of energy level and same place where you want to go. So please feel free to reach out to me. Again, powerUpTC.com or powerupcareercoaching.com or on LinkedIn.
Great. Bobby Lynn, I'm going to have this one final question, and I know I asked you this before, but no guest gets to get out of the seat or out of the studio without me asking this question, and that question is this. If you had a little time machine, you could go back in time and visit your 19, 20-year-old self.
Oh.
You know, you put your hand right on your younger self's shoulder, and you say, Bobby Lynn, this advice I want to give to you right now, it's going to help you. What does that look like? What advice would you give your younger self?
My younger self, especially nowadays, I would tell that younger self in college to go find a career coach. Find somebody to help you through that. We have too many kids in college right now that are just taking classes, don't really know what they want to do, don't really know what they're good at. I would say, Bobby Lynn, go get a career assessment. Go to your guidance counselor, even at college. Go get a career assessment to really start thinking about what it is that you want to do and what are your gifts and talents. So many times, I have a math degree of all things, and it was because I was really good at math. So wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I was just really good at math. So that's what I would tell my younger self. Really think about, and also do job shadowing. Guys, do job shadowing. Executives out there, bring young people in to do job shadowings in your corporation. That is the greatest way to get to know some young people, to sow into our community of young people. And young people, reach out to those executives that you know and do some job shadowing.
Outstanding. That's great advice. Guys, that's Bobby Lynn Dawson. She's a master certified life coach. She's the owner of Power Up Training and Consulting and Power Up Career Coaching. Bobby Lynn, thank you for spending some time on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy once again. All right, and this next part of the show is where we get our leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry is phenomenal. I've known him for over 25 years, and he helps managers to become effective leaders. So listen to this over the next 5 minutes. With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
The term ally has become more prominent as society struggles with race relations, inclusion, and issues of social injustice. But what does it really mean to be an ally, and how do you do it? First, we should define it. According to Catalyst.org, an ally is someone who advocates for people from underrepresented or marginalized groups. An ally takes action to support people outside of their own group. So to be an ally, it means you're taking some action to try to right a wrong. Something that happened to someone in a group to which you don't belong. For example, as a man, I can be an ally to a woman. As a Latino, I can be an ally to people who are black. As a hetero, I can be an ally to gays and lesbians. You get the point. But why is this an important point? What does it matter if I stand up for someone who is not in the same diversity category as I am? If a white person stands up to another white person for saying something racist or biased, let's say against a black person, it may have more of a positive impact. There are a lot of nuances to consider here when speaking up for someone from a marginalized group to which you don't belong. However, doing so can alleviate the burden of having the victim speak up for themselves at a time when they are being attacked. It also validates the person being attacked, and it reduces the chances that the perpetrator is going to say something like, "Well, you shouldn't feel that way," or "You're being overly sensitive." There are additional aspects to being an ally, like educating yourself on topics of race, gender, and other marginalized groups, or participating in or joining organizations outside of your own diversity identifiers. But that's for another time. So, how do you speak up as an ally when you see a need to intervene? So let's say that you are meeting with a colleague who also happens to be male, and he says, "You know, I just got off the phone with Rachel. She's so dramatic. I can't take it anymore. Someone needs to talk to her about managing her emotions." Now, if you don't know what's wrong with that statement, do some homework and simply Google why we shouldn't call women emotional. Now, let's say that you are aware that this is a biased comment, and as an ally, you have the responsibility to say something. First, you need to get in the right mindset. Specifically, don't give in to your reflex to name, shame, or blame that person. In other words, don't call the person a name, try to make them feel stupid or non-woke. And certainly, don't think of them as ignorant. Making people feel guilty actually makes them defensive and less likely to be open to what you have to say. Second, don't assume intent. Try to see it as a learning opportunity for that person, and perhaps for you too. And now it's time to say something. For this, I suggest a 3-step statement, which requires you to 1, break the silence, 2, demonstrate empathy, and 3, share your perspective. In order to break the silence, you may say something like, "You know, I'm uncomfortable to say this, but," or, "Hey, you know, I just had a reaction to what you said. Can we explore that?" Whatever it is, say something that demonstrates humility and concern at the same time. Next, you want to demonstrate empathy or some understanding of the person's situation. You can say something like, "You know, it sounds like you're concerned about Amal's qualifications because you want the best candidate." Or, "I heard you say that Rachel was being overly dramatic and you're concerned about how that might be perceived." Notice that you can be empathetic and not condone the statement at the same time. Finally, share your perspective. Share what you know about the person's choice of words or their actions. Explain why the conversation matters, not only for that person, but for the team, the company, and society. You can say, "You know, I'm not sure if you're aware, but referring to a woman as overly dramatic or too emotional, it can imply that they can't be objective. And historically, those terms have been used to put women down in the workplace. Was that your intention? Or was that what you were thinking?" Then pause. Listen for their response. And try to learn their perspective. They may not agree with you. They may get angry or become defensive anyway. But know that you did your part and growth doesn't happen in a linear fashion. They may just thank you for it sometime down the road. Hey, listen, everyone. We've been getting a lot of interest in our Toward Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity seminar, as well as our Diversity and Inclusion Roadmap. So please reach out to me via our website, www.mendozaandobrien.com, if I can be of any help.
Another gem from Coach Larry. He's not afraid to tackle the hot topics right now. Anything. Larry is out there to help. We appreciate him so much. Thank you so much, Coach Larry. And guys, wait a second. That music's telling me we're coming to our next break. We're going to listen to this message from our show sponsor, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, partner at Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville. Chances are we already know each other because I've been in staffing right here in Jacksonville for 20 years. I'm actually surrounded by a team of staffing professionals that come to work every day and have fun and work hard. If you aren't getting the talent that you need, let me make your life easier. It's one call, 904-479-9610. That's 904-479-9610. And remember, here at Ascendo Resources, we're bringing back the hustle.
Wow, this has been an action-packed special show today. Guys, you know I am Pete the Job Guy, but my real name is Pete Langlois, and I run staffing agencies, and I have successfully for many years. If I can ever help you, don't hesitate to call me yourself and talk directly to me. My telephone number is 904-999-4878. Again, 904-999-4878. I place technology professionals, accounting and finance. I have divisions that place customer service, marketing, administrative folks. Man, we do it all here. And you want to put my 20 plus years experience to work for you? Just give me a call. 904-999-4878. Talk to Pete the Job Guy at Ascendo Resources, and we're happy to help you. My guest today was Bobby Lynn Dawson, and she is phenomenal. I was so excited to have her. This is a recurring guest. This is her second trip, and it's nice to hear the changes she's made. She practices what she preaches, and I'm going to tell you, she's made changes during a pandemic that are helping her business, but more importantly, helping so many others that are amidst all this kind of uncertainty right now. The last part of the show right now is probably my all-time favorite, and this is where we get a Boston update from Boston Danny. Remember Boston Danny, among all the other silly things he talks about, he gives shout-outs. So if you have somebody that you know and care about that's having a birthday or an anniversary, or maybe they just accomplished something special and you want to recognize them for it, drop me a line, pete@petethejobguy.com. That's my email address, pete@petethejobguy.com. I'll take that information, give it to Boston Danny, and he'll give you a wicked pisser shout out like only Boston Danny can. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hey Jacksonville, Danny here. Well, I haven't talked about this in a while, so I think I'm going to revisit it. But, you know, Bostonians, you know, we have an undeniable distinct accent. Even if you never stepped foot in the city, you've all seen the movies, The Departed, Good Will Hunting, Mystic River, and Ted, and you know, they're pretty good representations of the city's linguistics. But aside from dropping the R's, you know, pronouncing multiple words as one, how are ya, and adding R's to words where they shouldn't be, like saying soda, you know, Boston has a few slang words that might require further definition, like wicked. It's like saying very or really. It's used to add emphasis to an adjective. Or a townie, you know, it's a native to neighborhoods in the Boston area, like Charlestown and Dorchester. Or the Packy, which is what we call liquor stores up here. And Bubbler, you know, it's a drinking fountain. Or Dunks, you know, it's Boston's favorite coffee shop, Dunkin' Donuts, also known as Dunkin's. You know, we say cellar, it's, you know, known as the basement. Or grinder, which is a sandwich or, a sub sandwich or a hoagie. We say supper, which means dinner, and bang a yui, which is, you know, take a U-turn. We call garbage cans and trash cans barrels, and we say clicker, which is the remote control, and, you know, we say parlor when we're talking about our living room, and the pike, the Massachusetts Turnpike. Everyone says, you know, it's not far, just take the pike. And, of course, we have the Cape, which is Cape Cod. Everyone just knows it is, you know, down the Cape, and we say no sir, as in no sir. You know, it's an expression of shock or disbelief, like no way. You know, if you're using a sentence, you say, no sir, that did not happen. And then you say, yeah, huh, because that's the correct response to yeah, no sir. You say, yeah, huh, it did happen. So that's just a little tutorial, folks, you know. Don't forget, we got our own colloquial here. It's dying out with all the, the new kids coming up and stuff, but I like to keep it rolling, so that's just a little bit for you folks that haven't heard us before. So we do the shout-outs. You got to get them in for us. You know, I like to wish wicked pisser birthdays to everybody and, you know, have a good day. And I say, do something for yourself, folks. Nobody else going to do it for you. It's your day. It's your birthday. So happy birthday to Jeff Coers, Gail D. I wasn't even going to try to pronounce that one, Gail, sorry. Jackie Sharkey, like hearing it. Anita Turing. And I want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Jessica. She's moving right along there, right on schedule. And I want to wish a happy anniversary to the Shugs. I don't know which one it is, but I'm sure it's a milestone for you folks. Congratulations. And remember, don't forget our first responders. You know, shout out to them, our frontline nurses and doctors, everyone that's taking care of us, our ambulance EMTs, everybody, and our retired and active duty military. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, take care of them. Brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday. Peter, I'll be in touch.
All right, all my dear friends. Thank you, Boston Danny. That was hilarious.
The show's over. I want to thank Bobby Lynn Dawson. I want to thank Coach Larry O'Brien. And I want to thank the world-famous Boston Danny for being a part of the show. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.